Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
It is playing now. Our introduction is playing now. And we're just going to make it do what it do tonight. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and with me, the awesome host with the most, that's Lisa Levine, joining us. And we're so glad to have you. We have to keep in mind, we're all about bringing you interactive conversation on WBSW Radio, the internet station. And we're number one. We're so glad that we have 33 countries of listeners and watchers. We had two additional countries join us over the weekend, go from 31 to 32. That's Italy and Pakistan. So we've been heard all around the world. We're so glad to come before you. Now, you ask the question, why do we really, really need to check y'all out and tell the truth? Well, I'm going to tell you like this. We're going to tell the truth. It's just plain old life issues. We're going to talk about what's going on in your neighborhood, talk about what's going on worldly. It's just about life issues. And we want to share it. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number, as I begin to light some people up when I say a lot, meaning I have to get all my devices working right quick while I'm talking. See, God bless me to be able to operate four or five things at one time, so it's good. But the call-in number so you can be a part of this show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Lisa Levine and Lorenzo D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're so glad to have that opportunity. You can also go to the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. If you want to email the show, you can go to WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. Then if you're interested in checking us out on Twitter, you can tweet the show at WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio, at The Smith Way Production, along with at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. And on Instagram, we're really excited about having an opportunity to come before you and share some things by partnering with several organizations. But we partner with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, and the Hallis Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville with number 10. So it'll be Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We're also being broadcast on Coach, if I'm not mistaken, Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. So we appreciate we already have Bruce McAllister already on. Thank you, Bruce, for taking time to be the
first. Hi, Bruce.
Lisa said hi, Bruce. So we're making it. And I know you probably want to tell Lisa, and I'll tell her, if she can get her string up so she can be seen and we won't cut her head off. Because from where this ends.
Oh, do you want me to move back or where?
Yeah, there you go. You're on time now, Bruce. You say thumbs up. Bruce, give us a thumbs up. That's what it's all about. Now, you also can
of
check us out,
he does.
You know, in on-demand episodes. You can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, and Instagram. Now, I want to give a shout-out to those individuals on Facebook. We cannot forget those individuals. And Bruce is on Facebook. And that is facebook.com/DRLDeAlberto Smith. So check us out, and you can be a part of it. If you're not a Facebook friend or follow on each one of these channels or one of these media outlets, send me a request and I'll make sure we get you on so you can be a part. Like I said, we have an awesome show planned tonight. Before we do that, we're going to talk about our radio giveaway. WBSW have a radio giveaway that we do from time to time. Now, this is a special opportunity. We're in the month of October, and I'm going to say it's special because this is my birthday week. God has blessed me to
happy birthday.
And my birthday is, and thank you so much, Lisa. birthday is on Sunday. But, you know, he started off, I'm going to have a ball all week. So but some people do a month, I'm going to do a week. So actual day of my birthday is October the 9th. So it's left me to see, like I said, 35 plus many, many, many more years and a lot of suns and moons setting. So it's a blessing to be able to do that. But in the giveaways, we have, you can send your name in along with a Cash App. We have one on PayPal or Venmo or Zelle to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We give away trips. We gave away 7 trips to Atlanta, varies from 3 days or 2 days. So that's 3 days, it'll be 4 days and 3 nights, 3 days and 2 nights. That's what we give away. We then have a trip to Gettysburg, which is 4 days, 5 days and 4 nights. That person got to jump. We also have a Cancun coming up. We're going to be giving that away. We thought about, since it's our 5-year anniversary as of September the 27th, we're going to do it this week. But you know what? We'll come back next week because my sponsors, we have several sponsors, and I have to give them a shout-out because the key to this show of being interactive is allowing them to be a part of it. One of the sponsors is TriStat LLC. Mr. William Scott out of Selma, Alabama. He's a consulting firm that works in many of the local government, state government, along with just individuals who's interested in getting consulting about grant writing and many other things associated with it. Also, the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, they provide from a chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. They are co-sponsors of our trips, as well as our vouchers, our food cards, which you call a food voucher, our gift cards. We give all that out, along with books that our art authors can come on and share with us, and we'll share it with you. So that's what it's all about. So let's get this show started up. I know some people trying to jump in right now, and that's what we want to make sure that they're able to do.
Recording in progress.
I had to hit it to get the recording up. So we're going to have the recording going. We're going to have the video going. We're recording all kind of ways. We're going to make it do what it do. Let's get started with our title, because when I'm going to give our host with the most and her best friend, they were sitting around having some thoughts about this, and they sent it to me. There was a couple other topics, but we addressed the other topics before.
Yes.
So we wanted to take this night and talk about the topic. They were saying no. The word no and how it can become so resonating with people that when you say no, they either accept it or sometimes they don't respect it. So our title of tonight's show is Why Do the Word No is Not Accepted? And a lot of times not respected. And their discussion was about that. When they said to me, they said, we're not saying it in a bad way. We just want to say, why is when you tell people no, they have a problem with you telling them no? I don't care if it's family, friends, co-workers, church members, cohorts, whoever it may be. When you say no, there's a response that people think you're personally attacking them. But it puts people in situations, something we're going to see, where a lot of times that you won't even tell those individuals no, because you're so afraid that, you know, you're going to hurt their feelings. You don't know how that response is going to be.
Oh,
so
gosh.
When they sent me this topic as they were doing their normal relaxing moment on the beach, walking around or with the yogurt, they'd be sending to me, stretch all them calories. I go, well, I'm going to go and Lisa had to show me how I can get my body.
You better come walk with us. We're waiting for you.
Hey, but if my body, I don't believe to stretch like that no more. But, you know, I'd be like, if I work at it, be able to do it because I see them doing it. So that's the exciting thing. See, that is not saying, I was saying.
I want to jump in really quick, and
yes.
I love Jolene, and Jolene is my bestie. And, you know, she is beginning at yoga. So some of the stuff we were doing over the weekend, I was really proud of her because she was doing balance things on, like, a bench. So it awesome, you know. These are all healthy things to do, and when we go on walks, we talk, and not about negative stuff, but just life, you know, and I think it's very healthy, and I think we're missing that. Yeah. You know, we're missing having the open communication and how to problem solve things, and I think that's something her and I make a point every week, every Sunday, that's our thing. We go and we walk and we encourage our people, even if you're not in here in Florida, just go for a walk, put music on, talk, laugh, you know, enjoy,
and I'm
figure some things out.
What we call a quiet moment, a moment to relax, and walking is an opportunity to do that. But what we're going to do is Alicia and agree with it. One day we're going to have her put, she don't mind putting on a yoga class on this. So we want to make sure that she, we want to make sure if she got, you know, if fit in her time. I know she's a very busy young lady along with Jolene. They're very busy. They just want to, even if she's beginning, at least she can share some thoughts on it. And actually, we can film it because a lot of people are doing shows now from video, and if you notice, I'm leaning over trying to invite more people to join us on Facebook. That's what I was doing at that time. Now
I do that too.
As she was sharing, as Lisa was sharing, her and Jolene was talking, Ward enjoying the awesome beat setting, and they were just thinking about topics. Because I asked the host, along with co-host, share topics that you want to talk about. Don't let me always put the format together. You helped put the format, and they have taken hold of that, and I appreciate both of them. And on this show, Telling the Truth, we want to be able to share some things. So we have that title. I think it's important. You can say it could be a question, however you want to say a statement, but why the word no is not accepted, in a lot of instances, not respected. And we know where that heads to, because I can give you my personal opinion about why it's hard to even, you know, sometimes tell no, because especially with children, you take children as an educator for 36 plus years, a lot of times students will come up to you and ask you something, and you will say no. They'll walk away. Well, this is the next thing come out of their mouth. I'm only quoting what they said. Why? That's going to be, so now they're putting you on the spot. And a lot of times the response I've heard from people is N-O means no. You should not understand that part. But you have to take time and share. Now what they'll do now, they'll step away. Oh, my gracious. We're having a tough time with our, just all of a sudden our internet just went out. But, you know, we're going to hang in here and we're going to try to reconnect and make sure we get everybody back up and going. Sometimes we have to do that. And I see it's trying to reconnect. It's trying to, I see, am I, oh man, I tell you, man, sometimes it's tough. It said my internet is down. That's all I needed to have. So you might, you know, we know how to improvise and try to do things and do it right. So while we're talking and I'm waiting to get Lisa back, we're going to set up our other camera so we can truly, truly get the full effect, especially on Facebook. We want to make sure we're able to get Facebook up and going. We already have Coach back. So, Coach, we have him. When I say Coach, I mean the broadcasting on Coach the regular Deep Smith at 1-5. We have that one. So I'm trying to set this other one up, and I was kind of afraid that this would happen to us tonight. But it is what it is. Sometimes we have to go through this. We have to adjust things and just don't give up. And we're not going to give up. We're going to do our best to get it up back running. Because I'm trying to take advantage of this. Oh, I'm going to see, can we get our internet back up? But if not, I'm going to go to another device. And we're going to take advantage of that device. And it cannot connect on the internet. Okay. Let's see, can we get it? And we don't want to hold you up too much longer. We're going to get started really talking about our show. And I'm going to go into this setup here and zoom it in because we're like, I'm not going to be able to get it zoomed in the other way. So we started.
Recording in progress.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna ask Lisa to join us back and see can we get her back so we can kind of get this to happen and making it do what it do. But see, it's like this sometimes. But we're not gonna hold up. We're gonna make it do what it do, and then Lisa can join us back. I don't know why it's such a forced connection, but we're gonna keep doing what we're able to do after I kind of restart my major computer and see can we get it back to going. So we're going to see. Now, I want to try to attempt to let Lisa know that we are back on, but we're on a smaller device that we won't be able to see individually and try to get this enough. Let's talk about why the word no is not accepted. Meaning it's not accepted and respected. Too many times people have a problem with just hearing that word. Too many times those people go into a frantic mode when they hear that word. And see, one of the most interesting things about why people have a hard time with that word is because they are afraid to tell someone no because they think it may hurt their feelings. And that does happen. I see I got Lisa over here, and I may be able to get over here or not, but we'll see. Can we get her up?
I'll try to get me up.
Yes, and you, they're so afraid that they're going to hurt somebody. Lisa, can you hear me?
I can hear, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
I'll get you up.
Okay.
There you go, Lisa. All right, Lisa.
I can't get back on Zoom.
Yeah, no, I had to restart up the computer, but I have Zoom set up on my phone, so if you want to go to that route, we'll go that route. But I'm still trying to get reset up on so it'll be on the stream so everybody can see you. So, but you can hang on in there and go from where we are, that's fine, but you can go to, okay,
I hear you.
Okay. All right, so we have Lisa back. Okay, man. Is not being shown on the stream in
Thanks
the back.
Thank the Lord.
There you go. But it's still being shown in front of us right here. Now, those individuals on Facebook that are lost, that's all right. We're going to get you back. There we go. So we have Lisa up. We got you to the side. There you go. Thank you, Lisa, so much for joining us. But we're on a cell phone. See, that's why you have to be ready. I'm always ready to try to make it happen. Trying to make it do what it do. And that's what it's all about.
I'm blaming the storm for everything right now.
Yeah, the storm has knocked a lot of things out of whack, and we understand that. And I've been wondering the last few days how my internet has been up and down, just not in order. But we're going to make it through, Lisa. So why the word no is not accepted? First, we're going to look at that. And if you want to share some thoughts on that and when I can get the other computer up, well, we can have the vision behind us up. We'll let that work as well. And hopefully I'll be able to go to it anyway and join. But that's what we want to make sure we do. So let's start off with why the word no is not accepted.
So many reasons.
You know, young people, how they come to you and they ask you something. So Ms. Lisa, can we do this? And you say no. And the first thing come in their mind, why? Why can't we do this? What is going on? The truth of the matter is that puts something into you that eventually have you when they come, you think twice about saying no because you truly, truly, really don't want to get hurt. You're like anybody else. You don't want to hurt anybody. And you don't want the one to hurt you. So you think about no in that manner. You can share your thoughts on that, Lisa.
Well, I think there's a few things. Something I've learned to say to people is, I'm not able to do that, or that's not possible right now, or that's just not going to work. Because when you do say no to somebody, they get defensive. They make you feel guilty. And that's something we all hear the word no. You're always going to hear the word no. And sometimes people get angry. You know, they just don't want to accept that that can't happen. And sometimes things just can't happen and you have to accept it. And like you're saying with the kids, you know, sometimes my kids like, no, we're not able to do that today. Or I know you really wanted to do that today. Or I think validating people, but the problem is people get angry. I'm noticing when you use the word no nowadays, they get angry, Dr. Lowe. And it's almost, I think, too, like an ego, like for some people, like it hurts, wounds their ego, or, you know, like, can you go out Friday night? No, I'm not able to. Why? Because I'm just not able to. But why? And then it's like, I don't need, and I want everyone to understand, and you don't have to give excuses for why. You're just not able to. And I think right now many people are drained, they're overworked, they're overtired. Sometimes people just don't feel like doing stuff, but when you keep at them and at them and at them, then that creates an anger and a guilt. I mean, and I admit I'm one of those, and I've done a lot of work on it, and I tell people to work on it. Stop feeling guilty when you say the word no, because it's on the other person, and that's their business. It's none of my business. It's their business because they're not able to accept that word. And for some reason, that word no, and then you have an adult temper tantrum, which I've seen people have. You know, you expect that from kids because they're trying to assert, you know, independence. But with adults, the word no, yeah, is a challenging, it's challenging for some reason and on a lot of different factors. And they feel wounded or they feel hurt or, you know, upset, offended. They get offended, I feel like, when you say no, but no is no, no matter what the situation is.
Exactly. And that's one of the things the individual has. As an individual, when we're talking about our well-being, I think a lot of times when people say, you know, we think that's something personal against you. But the truth of the matter, it may not be within the realm of doing whatever you can do for them at this time. It's like you mentioned something, Lisa, to bring it up when you said that guys and guys come up to you, first thing they ask about borrowing money. You know, that's a bold move anyway, but besides that, they truly think, plays on this thing about, no, do you really have the heart to tell me no? You see what I'm saying? Then if you do say no, then they get mad. Why? You have a business, you got all that going on, why can't you loan me money? First of all, let's be real. I don't know you.
There you go.
I don't really know you. So why would I loan or even give you money that you will not pay me back? let's be real. People not gonna pay you back. If not, they would have
to sign a contract and notarize it.
Exactly. You would have Judge Mathis. You would have a People Court. You would have several other shows that are in existence because people will not pay people back. And it just, for real, they just won't pay you back. So why get upset? But we don't want to put ourselves in that position that we are it can become a dangerous position, first of all. That's what people don't realize. It can become a very dangerous position. And that position is because I'm telling you no, and you getting upset with me about something that belongs
or
to
violent.
You.
Yep.
Violent. You know, that's why we get to the point
anger.
Of not respected. That's what he said, because if it's respected, you can respect me saying no to you. If it's respected, you would, when I say no, I'm telling you, no, I am not able to do it. So what is the problem? The problem is that we have people in society.
I want some
that,
feedback here.
I'm sorry, I knocked the camera over, Lisa. I'm having
oh,
a
you're
hard
fine.
Time.
You're okay. I think I'd like some feedback because, you know, I tell you, when I've had to say no to people, they get like an anger, and then that kind of scares me. And I'm going to tell you something, boys. When we say no, it's no. And when you get angry, that just makes us, it makes me want to run because I don't want to deal with anybody that has an anger issue, or at least communicate to me or to whomever what is bothering you with that word no. Because there's something there, and some people are also spoiled, Dr. Lowe. Like they were raised in a way where they were never told the word no, and they were handed stuff.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm going to feed back. It's because I got a couple things on me. All right, just hold
can
on.
Can you hear?
Good chance to get the one.
We're fine.
Okay. Okay.
But am I right? Like they're raised that way.
Oh, now it's coming. All right, it's coming. We'll reclaim the hole. We'll reclaim the hole.
All this electronic stuff. We had some glitches. We're sorry. It happened.
I'm operating two or three things here. Now, what I did was I finally got, I'm back up and going on the internet, but I was using my phone, so I had to get that one out of the way. So,
and here's,
like,
here's another thing, Dr. Lowe. I'm glad that just happened because I've had people say, oh, this went out and that went out. And I'm like, it's really not a big deal. You know, things go out. We're all online at the same time. Millions of people are doing podcasts now. And you just figure a way out. Like they get agitated when things are not going. And you and I are pretty calm about this kind of stuff, I think. But this is a good example to show. Well, I didn't. And it went out. And I go, well, then you can call. You know, there's a link. There's also a link on there. Hit the link. Maybe you won't see us live, but you can hit the link. It's always a solution.
And that's the key to the game. It's always a solution. That's why we're just going to make it do what it do, make it happen.
Make it do what it do.
Now, we want to move on with our topic. I want to give a shout-out to some other individuals that join us and these individuals. We have Terrence giving them a 5-day to single attorney out of Miami Gardens. Let me get it right, because he was the president of the chapter when I was living down there, Rho Sigma. He's joining us on Facebook. We have tall_t_1914. That's Will Harrington. Brother Will Harrington, thank you so much, brother. We call him Too Tall. He's about 6'6", 6'7", 6'8" almost. So he's joining us as well as a member of 580 Signal Fraternity. So we want to give you that shout out. Let's move forward and kind of look at some things that really may help people accept and respect the word no. See, we was talking about how hard it was telling people the word no, because sometimes it brings up anger. Sometimes I know the circumstances when people ask you something, we really think just automatically there, action or just an action. But they may be in dire need, but then it's sitting inside of you too. But you understand that you're getting really upset. So it's hard to say no because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. If you, especially if you are a nice individual and you feel like, you know, they're helping everybody, trying to make sure they have an opportunity to be successful. And a lot of times those individuals truly, so I lost you, Lisa. I got to get you back. Yeah, you was crying.
Sorry, I have a little cough.
But
I don't have COVID. I just have a cough, everyone.
Okay, good.
So no worries.
Good. Not good you got the cough, but good you don't have COVID. That's what I was saying. All right. Listen, so look at why.
Dr. Lowe, I'll be right back.
Okay. Let me talk while she got to get rid of that cough. Why you have the right to say no. Why do you think you have the right to say no? And I would like for you to share your thoughts with about either typing a comment if you're on. Say she's pretty loud. Oh, she's gonna be all right. You're on Instagram or on Facebook. Type in your comment. Let us know why you feel like you have the right to say no. And that's been a challenge with some people having a hard time. It's even harder to accept that you do have a right to say no. But we want you to be a part of it by calling in at 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or your telephone number. Then I'll ask you to join us as we conversate, chat. That's Lisa Levine along with Lorenza D. Smith as we talk about why the word no is not accepted and respected. So let's talk about
it. I want to ask you this or bring this up, Dr. Lowe. Like in the dating scene, you should be going out. You go out, you meet, right?
Yes.
Can I come in? No. And here's the thing, and I think I brought it up last time. You don't know me, and I don't know you. I could be crazy. You could be crazy.
Yes.
But if somebody isn't comfortable with it, you have to respect them. And I tell men this. What if you had a kid? Would you want some guy to come at your child like that?
Exactly.
Demanding expectations, right?
Exactly.
And it puts people on edge and creates a mistrust. And just if someone says no, even if you don't like it, you can say, I don't like it. And I tell clients this all the time. You don't have to like it. Use your words. I don't like it. And that's fine. You don't have to. But it's disrespectful when someone's trying to express how they're feeling.
Exactly.
And you're not accepting it, right?
Right. And that's where you're talking about. That's why you have the right to say no. Even though
you have the right, the fourth amendment.
You know, they feel like you're doing something that they may feel like wrong to you. Start to put disrespect or whatever you want to say. They think they have a problem with where you have a right to say no is that they have to have the right to accept your no. A lot of times individuals don't want to accept no. And I go back to when I was talking to Lisa earlier about children. Children will ask you over and over and over again. Then they'll work a way out to truly throw you off. And I'm telling you, boy, our internet has got some challenges tonight, but we're not going to give up. We're not going to give up. That's what it's all about. We're not going to give up. So when I'm doing that, I'm switching back over. Like I tell you, technology is awesome, man. I'm trying to do three or four things here. But, all right, Lisa, I have you back on the phone now. So I'm doing it. I'm switching. I'm trying to make it work. try to make it work. So this is going to be where I need to turn the volume up here because I had turned it down. Okay, there we go now. So will you have that right to say no? And it's up to the individuals to accept and respect your no. See, when you look at having a right, a person not accepting or respecting it is being very selfish. See, in this society, we have to learn to be selfless. And too many times, individuals run into that problem. And I'm telling you, boy, God is so good. Boy,
recording in progress.
See, it's just coming back and forth. I'm telling you why I made this thing go from place
to place. It's okay. They can hear.
Yeah, but it's yeah, it's back to you right now on the big stream now. So that means we're doing an awesome job by getting it in place. What I want you to remember in life, every situation don't require you to say yes. It's easier to say yes because you don't want conflict. You don't
right.
want a negative response.
Avoidance.
See, yes is that, as Lisa just said, is a statement to avoid a disagreement. And what we have to work on in life and sometimes think about, we have to agree and accept what individuals are giving to us or offering or saying to us. That's just like I always talk to Lisa about individuals that and people that are Christians that pray for something. They pray to God for something they need. And when they pray, they always like for, they'll use the word with a car. They pray, God, I need some transportation. I need a car. And I you know, God, you can just bless me just this time. God is blessing you every day you wake up. That's what they have to remember. But God's going to bless you. He already knows what your journey is before you have the journey. He already knows, or start your journey. He already knows the plan that he has for you. So God will do everything and bless you with a car, but it's a Volkswagen. And the first thing come out of your mouth and says, thank you, Lord, you gave me something because you gave me what I act and desire for and what I need. No, you said, but I wanted a Cadillac. See, that's the same way with no. We're not willing to accept it as truly a blessing. Because if you come on a date, being our first date, or second date, or third date, or fourth date, let me go up to the numbers. Don't let anybody stop me. Fifth date, tenth date. If I choose not to go into your home, and if you choose not to go allow me in your home, that's fine. That is fine. I shouldn't get upset. You know, it's amazing when I had an opportunity to meet my wife, and we had a chance to first meet. You know what's the first thing she said? I'll meet you at the restaurant down the street. I don't know you. And one of the questions, it was so amazing, Lisa, she asked me, you know what she asked me? Why you want to date me? I mean, why you want to go on this date?
Really?
I could have gotten really upset, like, but I said, first of all, I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to spend some time with you. She laughs about it. I said, but you had communicated, we had communicated and communicated, and I tried to relate to something that many years ago, but it was no connection there with it because we couldn't remember it. He said, but it's all important. I appreciate the date, but after this date, we don't even have to see each other anymore. That's harsh, but it's real. It's both people are putting themselves in situations. It's just not one person. So your situation is, I try to relate that, not say it has to be with no, but it could be to the point, but God blessed other things that were positive that came out of that. But the bottom line is, it's all about the word no, because she could have said no. And a way of protecting her in not saying no is that, well, I'll meet you at this restaurant. I'll meet you this place. Public place. And it wasn't when he got through, okay, let's go to your place. No, I got in my car and drove the direction I needed to drive, and she got in her car and drove her way. So not having to put ourselves in there. So she had a right. We all have the right to say no.
Mm-hmm.
So I was using that story. Don't think someone is treating you unfair because they say no. We have to accept no. What they want to say to you to join in. One of the things you run encounter with adults is that if through their maturation process, adolescence and childhood, if they were never told no,
right,
they're going to carry that same disposition or attitude or whatever you want to call it into adulthood. A lot of time they can't accept no as an adult,
right,
because it's a behavior that was never, met with some opposition or shared and communicated about. We ought to share with our
right.
children and our young people, our nieces, our nephews, our family members, or whoever it may be, grandchildren or whatever it is, that no really means no.
Right.
It means that the person is not willing to put themselves in that situation. That person is not willing to feel, they feel it uncomfortable. It is no knock of
right.
you. They're not mistreating you. We have to quit writing narratives these days that makes us look like what? Victims. We got to stop being.
Thank you.
See, when I say no, and you say, well, why are you telling me no? Now you're the victim. You are in the victim role. And that is what it's all about.
And they put themselves, and I'll share a quick story, but I remember I learned at a very young age, I asked my mom if I could do something, and she said no. And so I went to my dad, and he said yes. And then they taught, I never did it again because my dad was like, she told you no. Like, he goes, did you think we weren't going to talk about it? I think I wanted to sleep out, or I don't know what it was, but.
Exactly.
I never, the point is, it was squashed.
Mm-hmm.
I got a consequence, and I think we're missing that nowadays because
yeah.
people think, I didn't think I was entitled. I was just trying to manipulate to go do something,
yeah,
you know, sleep at someone's house.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know. I was a young kid. My dad was just like, are you serious? But I think what we're missing now, and something I'm trying to teach people, when you do tell someone no, that's on them. That is their issue. It is on them. It is not, I keep saying this whole, it is none of your business about their reactions to it, because that's on them.
Exactly.
You know, and no is no. And if you're not able to do it, or, but that reaction, and I always say, if they're going to yell at you or swear at you or call you names, and I have heard, and I hear people feeling guilty, but no is no. But when you're taught at a young age, here's a tablet, so you'll stop asking me. That's not how it works. I mean, you can't, here you go. Oh, let me buy you a new one. And the kids don't stop. So I think the parents get to the point, okay, yeah, I'll buy you whatever you want. Now, not all parents do that, but you can tell. And I've seen a lot of sassy this year.
Yeah,
because I think with the whole and I don't think that the kids in general are meaning to, or I get phone calls from potential clients, and I say, I'm not treating kids anymore, you know, and then I explain why, because it's a group effort. And no one's attacking you as a parent, but we want to give you tools or things to say to your kids. And like I said initially, we're not doing that right now.
Exactly.
Please don't ask me again.
Exactly.
Please, you know, I'm on the phone right now. If you choose to interrupt me again to ask me this, you're choosing to lose out on something. And I think, and I'm noticing it worse now with everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't have stuff on the shelves in the store?
Mm-hmm.
And then they throw an adult, I call them an adult temper tantrum. No, I'm sorry, unfortunately, we're out of it. And a good thing is Publix will give you a rain check. It is not their fault, guys.
Yes.
I went to Trader Joe's Saturday. Half the shelves were empty, but I got what I needed, and that's sad. I'm not going to go up. We don't. But why? Because we don't have that. Can you get it? No, we're not able to. And people just don't stop. I don't know what they're trying to gain from it. If it's control, power, they feel poorly about themselves, you know, and I listen a lot and I ask a lot of questions about things because I want to learn, you know, where are people stuck right now that they are struggling and getting belligerent when they hear the word no? Ooh, Dr. Lowe.
Oh, yes. And I'm glad you brought that up, Lisa. I'm going to give you another example. It's something I have an account with just about every social media you have, because I want to get the word out, let me tell you. But a lot of times on like Instagram or even TikTok, there's shows. But there was one particular, and it may not be no as a word said to, but the individual came into the store, and he was at the shelf, and he wanted something off the top shelf. The person that working at the Walmart, she was I'm gonna say little person. But she's still working. He wanted her to climb up on the shelf to get to the top shelf.
Right.
When he could have reached up and get his shelf, which we asked him not to climb. You don't want no customer climbing, but. But she kept saying, can I get someone to get it for you? No, I want you to get up there. She wasn't saying directly no that she wouldn't get it, but she understood the circumstance. If I am 4'3" and something is 10 feet tall, we need to go. She even offered to go get the ladder. Let me go get the ladder so I can roll it. No, I want you to climb. So he was being funny, but that's the way a lot of situation in society is. People play with things like the word no. They'll say, you know, they'll tell you, even with children. That's why I say that thing about they'll keep coming back. And I always say retired educator, former educator, how you want to talk. I would tell them no. 5 minutes later, they'll come back and circle around and ask that question in a different way. Or they'll catch you like Lisa said, and I tell you, but we're struggling, we're fighting, but we're not going to give up. Look like it's freezing up on us, but we're going to switch right back and go back and put Lisa. Don't go nowhere, Lisa. I still have you. Okay. All right, Lisa. Okay.
Recording in progress.
All right. You see, I can hear you.
You know, I wanted to give another example. There was an incident with the quarterback on Miami. Here's an example.
Tua,
and he's been in my prayers I hope he makes the right decision, because I know in my head, but my guess is, are you okay? Yeah. Rather than saying no to disappoint the team, to disappoint, you know, there's so many examples we can use. And my concern now is, well, we cleared him again. And I'm like, and I get it, because it's hard. You know, you're an athlete. Like, athletes have to play injured, you know, no matter who they are, hurt or injured. They can't say no. Because then it's like, I'm letting my team down. I'm letting my coaches down. And now here's a young guy who I fear probably not going to be okay. I watched that film repeatedly, and I think, like, wow, is this what we've come to? It's about money. It's about business.
Yes.
It's not about human beings anymore.
Yes.
And you could be putting somebody's life, I used football as an example because that's my thing. But in other cases, you could be putting somebody in jeopardy, you know, by not accepting no or not saying no. I I can't play, or no, I can't go there, or no, I'm not able to fly out right now, or, you know, people still have a lot of fears of things. You know, they're still fearful from COVID, or maybe it became a habit. And I said, you have to accept people for where they're at. Even if you don't agree with it, they might not be ready to go out. They're telling you, no, they're not able to.
Yeah.
And I've had this conversation a million times. You don't owe anyone an explanation about why you're not able. Maybe their anxiety is high and they're not able to do something. So there's a whole slew of things that are going on right now that need to be changed. And I know you mentioned earlier disappointment. That guy didn't want to disappoint his team, but he put his life at risk.
Exactly.
Where do we draw the line now in life? You know, saying no.
That's the key. At least, where do we draw the line when your life is put in a situation? And I think it's so fearful to tell what we were talking about, why it's so hard, why we have a hard time saying no, because their response or some previous response from your life and experience, how people responded to it. Some, but you know, as a child may act like a child and respond in a manner. But when you become an adult and you become an angry over the word no, then that could be quite dangerous. Even in regards to that, we're talking about Tua's you know, when he got up after the week before he got officially killed, he got up, this young man was staggering and went to his knees. You know, something is going on there. And what his pride and me being myself, a former athlete and a football player, I understand don't want to come out. Because back in my day, you could play with a concussion. You could play with four concussions. Because I know I've had three or four in my lifetime. And I might be a little crazy, but I'm just joking. But the point is, it's something that it builds up inside where you're not able to say no. Because you feel like you're hurting the rest of the team. You feel like you're hurting the fans. You feel like you're hurting. So when we were talking about disappointment, we were saying not so much as hurting, but disappointing those individuals that look up to you, is counting on you. Because what we say within the sports that was particular with football, the quarterback is the captain. The quarterback has to be able to do this. So I think that hit him pretty hard. But if we in society, whether we're dealing with a laid or professional person, we have to keep in mind a couple things that happen with individuals when you tell them no. They get hurt. They get disappointed. They think you're doing something to them because now they become the victim. See, you could have Lisa, you could have gave me that loan. You could have gave me $1,200. You got a business while you work. Now I'm a victim. I'm a victim when I'm saying what you could have gave me when I told you no. You know, it's one of the worst things to do with people's loan money. We said it.
And here's something else I wanted to bring up while you're saying that, because not just myself, but, you know, I've had friends, like, can I have money? Like, for guys. And I'm kind of like, you know, I work three jobs. I work hard. Like, I work every day.
Exactly.
But then you get, can I move in with you? And I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got, we haven't talked. You want to move in with us? We don't know you. That is a huge red flag. And then when you say, that's not happening, you know, and these are different examples of things that trigger people. They get angry. Maybe it's a form of rejection, but you just met somebody and you're asking them to move in, borrow money, you're not working or whatever it is, or you're secretive about what your work is. You don't want to answer questions. I've learned I'm going to ask a lot of questions, and I tell friends, clients, I say, ask questions. And if people get angry, that's on them, because you have a right to ask the question. they also have a right not to answer it. But
there you go.
I mean, I've become more observant, and I'm listening more and action, you know, and I think, yeah, and I think people are just lost, and I don't think they know exactly what they want, and they've become very bold in general, and they don't care how they ask it or say it, or I'm not quite sure, you know, what
exactly
is shifted, you know, with that, but that to me is very bold, people, and I'm sure women do it too, and men do it too, and I don't want anyone to ever think I'm attacking males, because I want more male opinions. Like, I get texts now from guys telling me this happened to me, or try to mention this on the show, because I think people want to learn and be more knowledgeable about what's around them. But those are red flags.
And it's so important. Well, I tell you that you can share that with individuals, Lisa, like if she unfolds up for a second. But while we're waiting for her to kind of pop back up, we want to give a shout out, and she probably want to hear it. I'm going to wait till she pop up while I say something about this special watcher and listener. We're going to give a shout out to Shay underscore Boogie. How you doing, Shayla? Shanny, I'm going to get it right, man. I tell you, my mind is just going. I talk to the internet acting up. Shanny, how you doing, Shanny? Thank you so much for joining us. Miss underscore Aretha underscore Jackson, along with
recording in progress.
CWS 2020 is joining us. So truly, truly, we want to thank those individuals for joining us. And we keep going in and out, Lisa, but we're here. I see you moving. You froze up, so you're moving now. But I wanted to give a shout out for this individual that's watching and listening. That's Leslie Levin. Leslie Levin.
Hi, Mom.
Mom. There you go. I held that out until you popped back on. So I mentioned the other one. We mentioned Shay underscore Boogie, Miss underscore Aretha underscore Jackson, CWS 2020 joining us. Thank you so much, but I wanted to make sure I give Ms. Levine a true shout-out. I want to do that because she's supporting her internet is unstable, but we're going to hang in here, Lisa. We're going to go over the time tonight. We're gonna get it. We got at least 10 more minutes we can get at it, so we can talk some more because it's almost 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock your time.
Okay,
if
stop
we got
talking.
8 o'clock, let's talk a little bit more. All right. Let us share with you how you can be a part of the show. It's interactive. You have your Facebook. We have our Instagram. You can type in comments. We love to hear your comments and see your comments when you're talking about what's going on. I know Bruce had typed something down there, and I didn't get a chance, by the Tampa Bay Rays, and they're playing with baseball, so he did type something. I didn't get a chance to read, and I can't see it right now. But you can call in at 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Mm-hmm. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with, I hope that I call her the host with the most. That's Lisa Levine, along with Lorenda.
You can't stop coughing.
Here. But that's all right. She
sorry.
Along with you. That way you know she's with us. And we just want to share with you on WBSW Radio, the internet station. And tonight, our title is Why the Word No Is Not Accepted or Respected. We're going to take this opportunity to kind of look at it in a different way. When I say looking at it in a different way, how do you know to others why you should not be or feel guilty? How to say no to others and why you should not feel guilty. Let me give a shout out to Tracy Royale join us as well. The key is how to say no to others. What could be your family, your friends, your cohorts, your church friends, your spiritual friends, your financial friends, how can you say no and why you should feel guilty. This is something so important. It's simply two things you have to keep in mind why you should not feel guilty when you say no. One simple word why you shouldn't feel guilty is because you should understand that no does not or not pack a load loaded with guilt. You have to understand that. It's a how should you say no to others and you should not feel guilty. You have to know that you don't have to feel guilty about saying no. You cannot be afraid of disappointing someone. If you're not afraid of disappointing the person or anybody that you're telling no, then you have no reason to feel guilty. No truly is a word that can be accepted and can be respected. The next thing when you talk about not feeling guilty is understanding that it might be a sense of anxiety. It might be a sense of being anxious. Where you're excited about, you know, being around a person and you're too afraid to say no. It might be your boss. They may ask you to do something. And you're anxious. You can't say no. But if you do say no, don't feel guilty. You are not a people pleaser. Just remember, in life, you're not here to please individuals that's within your center. Do your best not to feel guilty about that, because you have to consider a couple of things, and I want you to look at that word no and not feeling guilty is that your personal health and your well-being is important to you. That's why you shouldn't feel guilty. Because it puts something, a stress on you, or create anxiety, create a stress on you. That's your personal health. Along with your mental, emotional, and financial, as well as spiritual well-being. That's why you don't feel guilty about saying no. See, our time and energy is our precious resource. And that resource should be used wisely. So if it's being used wisely, if you know the word no will protect those things, then you shouldn't feel guilty.
Right.
You can't do everything. That's old, go back, Lisa, and I know you're back, cousin, and I hope you're feeling, you know, getting that cough.
Post-nasal drip is what it is.
Exactly. Right. She's hanging in there, and we're thankful she's able to hang
in there. And I'm honest.
Yeah, very much so. So if you see Katie's kids yoga, she'll come back when she's ready to go, but she's sharing some thoughts about what she's doing right now, and I thank you so much. Just remember that even in a situation when you said love, see, love is not for everybody, and especially your love. See, you don't feel guilty because you said no, because your time, your well-being is everything to you.
Right.
And by you making sure you're not guilty, not feeling guilty, then you are addressing something to help you. Again, your personal health, your well-being, your time, and your energy is yours. And if no creates a stress on any of those things, don't feel guilty because you said no.
One of the things you wrote on discuss when you should say no. And I thought that
And it's important that she's going out. But she's working to come back in full speed. I know she is. Mom, she's hanging in there, Mom. She's going to be all right. She's going to be all right. So we're going to give her an opportunity. And she has a good point. It's one of the questions and one of the discussion topics are discuss when you should say no. First of all, if you struggle to say no, learn to identify those signs of personal discomfort. Learn to identify those signs that create personal discomfort. This is when you should say no. If this is going on for me, personal, especially my health, my mental state, my emotional state, my spiritual state, my financial state, which is all a well-being, when it requires me to give up my time and to give up the energy that I have, my time and energy is for me. And we have to keep that in mind. That's why you have to learn to identify the signs of personal discomfort. And a lot of times, you have to draw the line. And the word no is puts you in a situation where you truly, truly can be discomfort. The five signs I want you to keep in mind when you're saying no for your own good. One is, if you feel uncomfortable. See, that's the problem. When you're feeling uncomfortable, that's the problem. Everybody keep that. When you're uncomfortable and things are not going right, that's a sign that, hey, got to get out of here, got to back up, got to move out of this situation. Another thing that puts you in a position when you should say no is when you feel guilty or obligated. If you're so caught up and obligated to think you have to do something for others that affects your personal health, affects your well-being, requires you to give up your time and your energy, then I'll tell you, you got a problem. But you have to be able to handle that. The next thing that's so important when you should know the time to say no is when
recording in progress.
When you're overloaded, when you have so much going on, and while you have all this going on, people will drain all your energy. So you have to have the ability to know that I can't stand anything else right now. I'm overloaded, overwhelmed. So what I have to say is no. If you get caught up in a request crossing your personal boundaries, you have to say no. That's when to say no. You can't be afraid to say no. Also, when you are only saying yes to please someone else, you're only saying yes to please someone else. You know what? That's a good time to say no. And you can't be afraid to say no. And the last thing I want to touch on, and the host with the most, she's working on getting that voice in line so she can speak back with us. I'm going to finish up, and then I'm going to make sure I check on her. There are tips to saying no effectively
There are tips. I'm going to give you a list of tips right quick. The first tip, and I see she's joining us. Okay, let's see if I'm getting it. It's still acting up pretty good. Let's see if I'm able to switch over. We're loaded. First of all, if someone can't accept your no, then you know that person is probably not a true friend or does not respect you. Remember that tip now. If they can't accept no, even if they say you're my best friend, you're my true friend, that means they truly does not respect you. You have to make sure you stand firm. Don't get caught with the feeling that, okay, I'm saying this, and I feel bad for saying it. Understand that's your guilt coming in. See, these are the ways you're going to say no, and you'll find out who your true friends are. See, no, or say no in a polite manner. That's how you become effective. That's the effective way to say no. Number two, you can say, I wish there were two of me. That meaning you open yourself up to say that I'm not in a position right now to do what I need to do to make this really work. So truly, I'm asking that if it was two of me, I could be able to help you. I can't help you. The next thing is important. Unfortunately, now is not a good time. I'm just giving you some words to share that's going to allow you to say no. You have to be able. You truly have to be able to tell them, I don't have the time to be able to do it right now. Because unfortunately, what you're asking me, I'm not going to be able to help you. No, I'm not going to be able to help you because it's not a good time. The next thing is tell them, sorry, I'm booked into something else right now. You have made a commitment to something else. So you're not going to be able to respond in the manner that those individuals want you to. So you have to be kind of careful. And the next thing that's so important, you have to remember. And I don't want you to use these words, but you might say, darn, man, I'm not able to fit this one in at this time. That's the way to say no, and you're not going to have people be upset with you. They'll understand. I'm not able to fit it in right now. I'm so busy. My schedule is so heavy right now. I'm not going to be able to do that. And the next thing that's so important is you say, sadly, I have something else to do. These are some important, effective ways to say no. The show is all about why the word no is not accepted and respected. Our host with the most, I'm going to check on her. I know she was kind of dealing with a cough and she wanted to work on it. But, and I tell you, it's good being here. All these individuals that took time to be a part of the show tonight, I want to give a shout out. We had recently joined us Joseph Gerard, 1914. Member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, Brother Joseph, for taking time to be a part of this. And for all of you all that had time to be a part of this. We had some difficulties technically, but we made it through. We're still up and running.
each one of them are live and all except our Zoom. But it has availability, it's filming me now. But we just want to say, don't feel guilty to say no. The right time to say no is whenever you are put in an uncomfortable situation. You call it discomfort, which is personal. You have to draw the line somewhere. Feeling guilty or obligated. That's when you have to say no. When you're overloaded, overwhelmed, say no. Your friends, your family, your cohorts, your organization, members that will understand because you're overwhelmed right now. When you begin to, someone begin to cross the line, your personal boundaries, you have to say no. It's something people may not truly understand. You may say, I'm only saying yes to please someone else. You might say, what is that? Yeah. I'm saying no because this is not fitting. It's discomfort to me. It's going to take a lot of my energy. It's going to take a lot of my time. It's going to affect my well-being, my personal health. So this yes going to come that individual that I feel that is comfortable to me. I know that sounds harsh, but there are several ways besides just that one and that change. I tell you, it's been awesome tonight. We had these challenges, but we didn't give up. Thank each and everyone. To give a shout again for Shay underscore Boogie. Shay Brown, thank you, Shay. Thank you so much for joining us. Miss underscore Rita underscore Jackson. Thank you, Miss Jackson, for taking time. Tracy Royalty. Royalty, give you a shout out. Thank you so much. Bruce McAllister. Thank you, Bruce. Terrence Babyhead Gibson of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you. My brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated out of the great state of Florida. I pray that all is well over in Miami Gardens. I know the hurricane came through on the West Coast. But still, we want to make sure everybody is all right. Also, I want to give a shout out to Leslie Mom Levine. Lisa Mom, thank you so much for being a part of this. See, God is good. He's awesome. And he's going to be with you at all times. And we pray that our host, Forth, is under control, but we'll call back and check on her. I want to give a shout out to Joseph Gerard, 1914 of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. PWS 2020, thank you so much. And Charles underscore T underscore 1914, that's my frat brother Will Harrington, a Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, too tall, we call him. Thank you, Tall T 1914. Man, I tell you, it's been awesome. And again, we apologize for the difficulties, but we try to work through it. We appreciate you taking time being part of it. And hopefully, you can respond to why the word no is not acceptable, accepted, or respected. Why? And we share. And you don't have to feel guilty to say no. They have the right time to say no. And I share it with you, the sign no effectively. And as we close out, which we have about 8 minutes, to say to you, thank you so much for supporting us in our 5 years. On the 27th of September of this year, that was 5 years from our first show we had. We only had one show on September the 27th. I mean, that's all we had in our arsenal, one show. And that was real sports talk. We're just talking sports. The vision God had was, you like sports, you talk a lot, let's talk sports, but he also had something else that he wanted to resonate inside of me. And that was becoming the internet station, WBSW Radio. We are broadcast through Instagram, Twitter, Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Zoom, along with YouTube television, LinkedIn, Tumblr, and TikTok. That's the internet station. And we're so glad and blessed to have the opportunity. We said, thank you, Lord. We thank you. Now we have 9 shows and quite a few hosts that join us from all around the country, from the East Coast to the West Coast. Thank you so much. From the state of South Carolina, through Georgia, down to Florida, through Alabama, over to Dallas, Fort Worth, from Dallas, Fort Worth, to Berkeley, California, and Oakland, California. Thank each and every one of you all. Without you all, we could not be successful. We want to share with you hashtag One Life Matters. Yes, remember, and how that life matters, you being responsible yourself, so your family members and your friends will see how responsible you are. They say the pandemic is over, but we still have an individual in which COVID will always be around. But be responsible. Don't put your family in a situation, because we have people, and I know I just recently dealt with one of my students was at Alabama State University, and they went through it and missed out on some time where he needed to be, and we had to work through and work with that because we were doing an internship for teaching. So Toby called them because when they first got it checked positive, went back after the 5 days positive, had to wait another 5 days, and then they finally checked negative. So they're excused, but they still was taken from the seat. You can be the same way. So be responsible. One life matter. Keep on grinding. Communicate for understanding. And I truly want y'all to be able to understand that we got this. No matter what's going on in our world or going on in our country, we may seem to be divided, but God bless us to understand that just because we are divided at times, we can come together. And it may be through a natural disaster. We want to give a truly shout out and prayers to those individuals down in Southwest Florida, down in Lee County, down in Fort Myers, that were relatives down there. It was doing okay. Up through Tampa, across Orlando, touching over in Daytona Beach, going up the coast, touching parts of Savannah, just briefly with rain, up to Myrtle Beach, heavy flow of water at the height of 15 feet, and going up to North Carolina and just going up the Atlantic coast. Our prayers to the family. To the so far 86 lives have been lost, and they're still with the wreckage down in South Florida. We're praying for the families. We ask you all to all pray for them. And if you want to provide relief, pay close attention to many of the Red Cross is doing many things. And there are stores. I know Walmart today. I went there and they asked to donate to the cause in South Florida, the destruction left by Hurricane Ian. Just remember, yes, we got this. That's why we're going to support one another. It's a mindset. We're going to make it do what it do. And as I close, I tell you all I love you, truly love you from my heart. Truly from my heart. And my host, with the most, is praying that this cause that he's rejected to right now will subside. We're praying for that. Bless his Father, we're praying for that. And as we close out our show, we do it all the time, and we're excited about being able to do that. Our next show, we're looking at Friday, and that's going to be Balling with the Doc. We're going to talk about the outstanding football in the high school, middle school, and college, and the professional ranks on Friday. Look at some results, share some things with just some rankings. We'll go from there and talk about certain games. Give a shout out to Marvin Smith. That's Brother Marvin Smith of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Beta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. Blue Fire to you, my brother. You know, you know. It has been nice being here, and truly from Luther and myself. I want to say this because this is my passion and the way I want to say it in a passionate way. I love you, and a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening, and we'll...